Case. Hey, Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer again for another episode right here of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, from K-State University. Your very first time. Is this your very first time listening to this podcast? Appreciate it for you guys stopping by, giving us a listen here, recording on this Thursday morning. Yes, already Thursday morning. March, if I can get the date here. Okay, yeah, sorry, March 12th, 2026. It's the very first time on this podcast. Thank you so much for checking out the latest episode of this podcast here. I will get the basketball. Also, women's golf in action, men's golf as well. We'll get it all caught up. This is kind of my Friday. As far as work goes, things changed around because wasn't happy with the current days. But luckily, I have a cool boss that got me finally switched out. So there's that as well. But you'll get my thoughts on that. Obviously, the basketball, men's basketball, came to a close on Tuesday night. And there's a lot of rumors right now that they want, at least on the men's coaching side of things, that they want to get the coaching search wrapped up. Soon, very soon, before the rest of the conference tournaments end. So there's that. I don't know. Again, I can sit here and play a guessing game of who's going to be the head coach. I'm not doing that. But there has been a couple of names that I have seen repeatedly over the past week or so. So you'll get my thoughts on that soon, obviously. Excuse me. So there's that. And there's so much more. We'll get you caught up on men's golf there as well. Yeah, sorry, it's blazing through here. As I get this Thursday morning. Well, I already had early Thursday morning started there as well. But this is postcast, by the way. Baseball here as baseball continues to just roll through, right on through South Dakota State. Here we're getting just that. Yeah, so we'll get all caught because I got a day off tomorrow and finally getting the weekend day. Well, I'm going to have to eat it. Getting the weekend day switched over from Sunday to Saturday. So, yeah, so I'd take my losses, but didn't like what was going on. So you know what? I'll just change it. And then I'll just deal with everything else as we move along here outside of this podcast. But K-State baseball just blitzed right on through South Dakota State. The Jackrabbits shutting them out. No runs given up. 9-0 yesterday after, of course, K-State beat Wichita State the night before. And this baseball team continues to roll through 7 straight. Now by head coach Pete Hughes' squad up, baby. And now here ahead of conference play. And at some point, I will run through that schedule. And maybe it'll be tomorrow because yours truly cannot catch a break. And when he does, he still can't catch a break. So that's the way life has been, at least personally, last 6 months. but right now, this K-State baseball team rolling, and they're rolling right on through, right up to conference play. Pete Hughes afterwards saying, quote, "It was a good win for a lot of reasons. It's tough to play 5 games in 6 days in back-to-back midweeks. You have to use your entire pitching staff. A lot of guys pitch great, which improves our depth and assures our depth at that position, especially in our bullpen. I thought it was outstanding, end quote, there as well. Yeah, you got to go back since, again, I keep bringing up that game. If it weren't for blowing a big lead against Columbia, this team would be undefeated at least at Toyin Family Stadium, at least. There as well. I know I keep bringing it up. I have to give them a hard time about that. But ever since then, this team has been rolling, and you want to be rolling. I know, yes, you want to be rolling. You're playing your best baseball at the right time late in the season. But this team right now is gelling early in the season. And by the way, now 13-4 K-State is after the shutout win over South Dakota State. Easy. What do we say on here? Easy win. Yet last night there, back-to-back wins, and now you're having all this momentum now in the conference play here. This is the Pro Watcher Podcast, all things K-State sports, well, that is baseball, men's, women's golf, indoor track and field. Indoor track and field is in action. National championships this weekend as well. Eddie Greer III for this jam-packed postcast, all over edition of the Pro Watcher Podcast, all things K-State sports. Inside the box score now. Obviously, I just told y'all, South Dakota State didn't do nothing. K-State did all the scoring, and the first run did not come across the plate until the bottom of the third inning. Then K-State tacked on four more runs in the bottom of the fourth, and then another big run, big four-run inning in the bottom of the seventh. There, and now is it. That's all they need. They probably only needed, the way that pitching staff is going right now, probably only needed maybe that first four-run inning there as well. Austin Haley picking up his first win of the season. They're getting the decision there. Meanwhile, Caden Rylance goes 0-2. He gets a loss there as well in the ball game here. As I'm actually going to go to the lineup first. Excuse me. For K-State there, D. Kennedy, he scored two runs in the game last night. He was 1-for-3. Also, Grant Gallagher, multi-hit game, 2-for-5 in this game. And I'm going down here, Bear Madelak, also multi-hit game as well. He hit ninth in the lineup last night, 2-for-2 in this game. Also getting a hit was Robbie Boland and Micah Kendrick. Micah Kendrick inning the homestand with a hot bat there in this one. Izzy Zavosko going over. My guy Shantero also went hitless, but he scored two runs in the game as well. Back to Austin Haley. Austin Haley, your starting pitcher last night for the Cats. He went five strong, two hits, no walk, or one walk, five strikeouts there. Aaron Arnold went two, Aiden Longoria and Miles Smith. That was it for the K-State lineup, and this is the first time I've said Miles Smith and Austin Haley and Aaron Donald, not the Rams Hall of future Hall of Famer Aaron Donald. We're talking about Aaron Arnold, K-State pitcher there as well. Caden Rylance starting pitcher last night for South Dakota State. He went three. And then it was five more pitchers after that as K-State easy cruises to a 9-0 win last night, capping off they capped off an undefeated home stretch right there after coming off the road there as well. So what a start there for these guys. And now we're going to find – oh, I didn't even get to keep the box score right there. Wait, let me see. Yeah, all right. So, yeah, K-State 9 runs, 7 hits, no errors there. This could have been worse. This could have been actually worse. But K-State stranded 10 runners. Meanwhile, for San Diego State. Oh, did I say San Diego State? Oh, goodness gracious. Sandy, South Dakota State. I'm so sorry. I'm just all over the place here this early this morning here on this podcast. South Dakota State, 5 hits, no runs. And they committed an error in this game, and they left 5 on base there as well. And the pitching staff for the Jackrabbits gave up 12 walks. that don't help either. Help the cause there either. And K-State now extends their 14-1 all-time against the Jackrabbits. And now they have a 5-game win streak against them. And we already mentioned at the top of the show, 7 straight now, heading into Big 12 play. For Pete Hughes and his baseball team right there as well. Also here, some quick notes here before we wrap this postcast up here. Bear Madelak and D. Kennedy, they have hitting streaks now at 5. Robbie Boland continues, whether he's hitting at top of the order or hitting 8th or 9th in the lineup, he has now reached on base 16 straight. So there you go on that one. There as well. So here we go, folks. Here we go. So K-State begins conference play red hot. And it'll be on the road to kick it off This weekend, I haven't gotten over to the weekend. Like I said, I got the next couple of days off. So this is sort of my quote unquote Friday, if you will. So we'll get it all quick. When y'all gonna have coverage, obviously, on the weekends, like usual on this podcast. K-State at Houston. The kickoff, Big 12 play in 2026 this weekend. That's tomorrow, 6:30 at Shorter Park down in Houston, Texas there. Three game set. So, and all these games will be on ESPN Plus and the ESPN app. It's been a while since I mentioned ESPN on this podcast there as well. So, how about that? So, K-State, a lot of momentum. Let's see if they can get start off Big 12 play on the right foot. And they're going to be scoring off against Houston. Houston, 11-5, starting off the series. And your K-State Wildcats now sitting at 13-4. Big showdown with Houston this weekend. We'll find out. And obviously, we'll have all the postcasts of that series. So, if you want to tap in to more of this podcast, you might want to hit that subscribe button, hit that like button. Every time I update your content daily, y'all be first to be notified about it. Yes, again, all caps, daily podcast. The Wildcat Bus, like I've been saying lately, it don't stop on Friday. Nope, we don't stop covering on Friday. No, because there's always something going on. And I just told y'all, K-State coaching search. Still ongoing. They want to wrap it up. At least that's what I've heard a lot the last 72 hours. So they got that going on. Mets gossiping in action. Haven't got you caught up on that. We'll get it all. We'll get all the other sports squared away this weekend. Men's and women's golf. I think women's tennis is in action this weekend as well. Our indoor men's and women's track and field teams in the NCAA championships also this weekend. So, yeah, there's plenty to go around, and we're trying to cover it here on this show. And you want to be up to date with the latest on your Wildcats? This is a podcast for you, baby. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Alex Aiden out there in Central California. It's Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. K-State, 9. South Dakota State, nothing. K-State heads into Big 12 play with a 7-game winning streak. This has been another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports with Cats.